Hey guys, welcome to the Onset Podcast. I can't get in better one time.
No, I don't know how much you're benching right now. I need to know these facts.
You will not be who you are sitting down here to be if you did not go through all those things.
Yeah.
As little as they may seem, do you understand?
Everything makes sense after the fact.
If a guy's talking too much, you need to also be careful, man, because guys, they shall at you.
As for what? That's some hair.
Because, man, Alex is a pretty ambitious guy. So when you see him start to stop, you're really happy for him. I like that.
Yo, hey guys, welcome back to the Onset Podcast, season 2. We're back. I'm so gassed, man. I'm super gassed. Feels good to be back, man. Definitely does feel good to be back. And how's everyone doing, man? I've missed you guys. I want that intro to play for much longer. How you guys doing, man? I missed you guys. Certainly have missed you guys. I've certainly missed, what's the thing I missed the most? The thing I missed the most is, you know, getting feedback from like each one of the episodes, knowing how people took the episode, what people thought about the episode, and how people sort of like, whether or not people really enjoyed the episode. I definitely have missed that much. Obviously I've missed recording as well. I have missed recording. Like, you know, I haven't to get back into the groove of you know, waking up and taking out time to record and like writing down and creating content and thinking about what you want to speak about. I kinda have been waiting on life. I've been waiting on life to give me like a few funny experiences so that I could come back and be like, oh, you guys, this happened, and then, you know, like build some kind of, you know, just kind of learn from those lessons. But sadly, life hasn't given me too many lessons in the last couple of weeks. Actually, that's a lie. I've actually seen quite a few things, which obviously we'll get to discuss as the season goes on. But yeah, man, I'm doing well, man. I'm doing so well. I'm super happy to be back for season 2. I know I did say I was going to go till about the end of August, and I kept my word as a man of my word. Yeah, so I'm back, man. I'm back, and I'm certainly better. If I wasn't better, I wouldn't be here. Like I said, can't get in better one time. So it feels good to be back. Definitely does feel good to be back. And like I said, I hope everyone's doing amazing. This season, right, is going to be, just give you guys a quick insight into what this season is going to be about and how the season is going to go. This season is going to be, for me, it's going to be mind-blowing, right, for several reasons. And the first reason being that I kind of like, because on the last season, I had a lot of men, I had a lot of guys come on and speak, right? And now this season, I was thinking to myself, and I'm going to go through with it. I was thinking like I want a lot more women to speak. I want to see life through the lenses of women. Like, I want to know how women see life. I want to know how women experience life in general. So I wanted to speak about a lot more a lot more experiences from the woman's side. So that's what the season is going to be about. And just by way of chance, if you're a woman and you want to come on the podcast, you know, you want to speak, you want to tell us about your experiences in life in general, please let us know. Please tell us. Please, I say let us, like I have like a whole team. Please let me know. Send me an email, shoot me an email, shoot me a DM. And we can speak about it. We speak about your experience, and then you can come share. Because at the end of the day, this podcast is not really about me. It's about being a positive impact to society. So for me, that's the agenda. I really want to have a lot more women come and speak about their life experiences and how like they've interpreted those experiences and how they deal with those experiences. Just by way of chance, I was speaking to one of my friends a couple of days ago, and she was telling me about an experience she had with some guy. You know, so apparently she was at the club and she met this guy, and this guy really liked her. This guy was really into her. He was feeling her, you know, like club vibes, Lagos vibes. Everybody likes everybody in Lagos. But this guy was in Lagos, right, in the club, and he met her at the club. And they got talking, and, you know, she gave him her number, and they started talking. And as Nigerian men do in typical Nigerian men fashion, they go on about, oh, I like you, I love you, I want to marry you, oh, you're so beautiful, blah, 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 blah. So he gave her all that jazz. And then at the end of the day, they started talking. And after a while, this guy is maybe like after like a week or so, you know, like when you're talking to someone, right, and you start talking to someone, there's some things you just don't say until like you guys are seriously into it, right? Like I for one, I can't be, unless like God gives me like a dream, and even that one I'll question is, unless like I have some kind of like mad vision, I see a woman today and tomorrow I'm saying I love you. That's juju, if you ask me. They've jazzed you, they've put something inside your drink. That's the way I see it. But like, if you're talking for a week and then this guy's already talking about how he loves her, he wants to marry her, I mean, all well and good. But then he then says to her, I do not want you to go to the club again. I'm like, what? When she told me, my head wanted to explode. Like, I was so confused, because first of all, you met her at the club, and then now you're telling her to not go to the club again. Like, why are you doing that? Like, there's some insecurity here you need to kind of like address, sir, because I'm an elderly guy, and these elderly guys are usually very jealous and they have their own like biases and whatever. But I'm like, you met this girl at the club, like you met this woman at the club, and now you're telling her you do not want her to go to the club again. But that's where you met her. Like, what's going on? Relax. Stop being insecure. And apparently this is like a whole thing. Like, it's like a whole thing where like men become really manipulative in like relationships, and like men are usually very, very you know, they try to control your life and they try to control what you do and how you dress. I saw a story on Instagram a couple of days ago about something like that, how you dress, and who you talk to, you know, like monitoring your phone. I don't get it, right? Personally, I don't get it. Because like I just don't get it. Maybe there's something that needs to be explained to me, but I just don't get it. Like, that level of insecurity is crazy. So yeah, just by, you know, just that experience alone, I'm like, you know what, I feel like I should have a lot more women come on and speak about their experiences, because on this podcast I looked at the demographic. I mean, I had Apple and Spotify send me the demographic of people that listen, and I feel like, I think it was 60-something% were women. Okay, it was 60-something% of women, and like 30-something was like men, something like that, something crazy like that. So a lot of women listen to this. Shout out the ladies, by the way. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I definitely just want like a lot more women to speak, to connect, and I hope that that's what this season is going to bring. I really am looking forward to this season. It's going to be another 20 episodes, and I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited. Really excited. My life has been so eventful in the last couple of weeks and months. I mean, your boy is a lawyer now, just by the way. So if you guys chat to me, okay, I'm not going to do that thing that Nigerians always say, oh, I'm a lawyer, let's go and meet. Nah. I mean, I'm a lawyer, but whether or not I'm practicing, it's a little bit dicey at the moment. Not sure if I'm going to do that, but that's besides the point. But your boy is a lawyer, so big congratulations for me. We thank God. God was really faithful. God was merciful. God really helped me, because that exam, that period, I remember one exam, right? I'm just giving you guys inside scoop, because I've never shared this story with anyone, right? So I don't remember what exam. I think it was property. Yeah, it was property. Property is like the hardest exam. For me, it was the hardest for me anyways. But property exam, guys, I had food poisoning. Like, I actually had food poisoning. Like, during the exam, I had to get up. First of all, let's just backtrack. First of all, my stomach is very sensitive. Like, I say this all the time, and I scream it on this podcast all the time. I don't just eat anyhow. I'm very selective with my food. My stomach is very sensitive. I can eat anything, and then my stomach just twitches, and all of a sudden, it's like, wow, like, this guy's going to the toilet a lot. So my stomach's very sensitive. So I really just don't eat anything. But I think the day before, I must have ordered chicken and chips or something. I don't remember what it was. I know I ordered food, right? And then after I ordered food, I was like, in my head, I'm like, nah, you're good. Nothing's going to happen. You'll be fine. You know, I was thinking about my exams, to be fair. So I wasn't thinking of anything serious happening. But I get into the exam hall, and my stomach is already moving mad. But I'm like, nah, you're nervous. Like, don't be nervous. So I say to myself, okay, I won't be nervous. 1 hour to the exam, I'm almost done, right? And then, no, I said 1 hour. Like, 2.5 hours to the exam, I'm almost done. All of a sudden, my stomach is rumbling. So I'm like, I need to finish really fast. So I finish, and I just, like, rush off. But at some point, I just can't take it. My ass is tight. Like, like my butt cheeks are tight, like I'm turning and I'm sweating, my hands are sweating, like my back is sweating, I'm clenching my butt cheeks literally, like I'm just like, this thing can't, like, you need to chill, man. And I'm like, God, please, like, this thing needs to chill. Like, I need to get through this paper. And at some point, I was like, nah, I can't take this anymore. And I get up. And this is a really, like I said, it's a really, really, really tough exam, right? So, like, I'm in the middle of the row, because that's where my number was. I'm in the middle of the row. So I have to walk past, like, four different people and told, oh, sorry, please stand up. Like, that can, it was so inconvenient. And then I get into the toilet. That's another thing. Bruh, like, I only use my toilet. Like, literally only use my toilet. Like, if I go to another person's house, I'm probably not, unless I trust the person, I'm probably not going to, like, do a number two. Like, number one, it's fine by me. But number two, I like my toilet. And I'm one of those guys who, when I go to the toilet, I like to kind of, like, sorry, I'm talking about toilets on my podcast, but whatever. Anyways, when I go to the bathroom, like, to the toilet, I like to, you know, dress the toilet, clean, wipes, you know, just sit down, you know, and maybe like grab like a book or just meditate and just like, you know, just like that. But I couldn't do that. This is like a public toilet, literally, old school toilet. And I'm just like, nah, this is so ghetto. And there was no tissue. There was no tissue in the toilet. There was no tissue. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like, am I really going to use paper to like, nah, guys, it was, I'm not going to tell you guys how I got out of that, but it was, okay, I think I eventually got tissue. I got tissue from a girl's bag, thankfully. Anyways, but it was so inconvenient. I'm just like, this is nasty, man. And this is, but I'm thinking about my exam paper. Anyway, so I get up, and then I have like 5 minutes left. And I've answered all my questions, right? But I don't even know what happened. I think I was drugged or something. All of a sudden, I thought like the numberings of my questions were wrong. So I thought 3A was 3B, 3B was 3C. So I started scribbling on, and I started like changing the numbering of my questions. And then I find out like 1 minute to the exam ending that the initial numbering that I did was right. Bruh, you guys, my paper was a mess, looked like a mess. So I had to start scribbling off again to say, oh, back to original setting. So this is now 3A. It was terrible. That paper, I was scared. Like, when I finished, I literally was just smiling all the way through after the exam. And then I went to the car, and I just told my friend, Tejri, such a darling. I told her, I was like, Tej, that is the worst paper ever. And I literally wanted to start crying. Like, but I was just like, God, you have to come through for me on this one. So when I saw my result, oh my goodness, I was so happy. Like, I literally almost cried because I was like, I know what happened in that paper. And I mean, we did an exam in a pandemic, right? Guys, I didn't go for up to 20 lectures in law school. I think I went for like 16 or 17. If I went for 20, I'd be surprised. Because the week I got to law school was the week they sent us home. And then when we came back, it was literally just revision. So I literally didn't have any lectures. Like, literally had no lectures at all. And I passed this exam. Like, I was so happy. So happy. And that's an experience I'm going to tell my kids, like, for sure. Like, don't order food from, I don't remember where it was, but don't order food before the night for your exam. Night for your exam, drink water and eat apples and grapes. That should work. Anyways, like I was saying, your guy's a lawyer. Other experiences, other things that happened to me, I'll let you guys know as the season goes on. But yeah, man, I'm just really happy to be back. I'm super excited to be back on the podcast, to be recording again, and yeah, like, I hope you guys are happy that I'm back. I'm sure you guys are happy I'm back. You guys love me. I love you guys too. But yeah, looking forward to next week's episode, or the next episode. I think it's gonna be 2 weeks from now. Hopefully I can get one of my guys, one of the women in my life, like, that's for like friends, not guys, not like one of the women that I know, to come on and speak. I'm really excited about this season. It's gonna be great. So yeah, just as an intro to let you guys know that I'm back. I'm back at the bank. Alright, I'm out. I need to go take a shower and do all that stuff because I really stink. I just came out from my Saturday jog, and I'm supposed to go out today with a couple friends. And I know that if I don't do this now, if I do this intro now, it's gonna be a problem because I'm gonna have such a crazy week with work. So I'm out. See you guys on the next episode. Love you guys. feels good to be back. Can't wait for the season. Everyone stay safe, everyone stay amazing, and